In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. My dear faithful, today in the Gospel we have one of the many vocation stories that appear in the Gospels. Many stories in the Gospel, but among the stories, the vocation stories are some of the most beautiful. They are beautiful because we see these people following our Lord Jesus Christ. They're beautiful because, in a sense, they are the same as our story. If we're here at Mass, at some point, we may say, in a certain sense, heard the call of our Lord and decided to follow him. Of course, these vocation stories are pertaining particularly to like priests, nuns, and monks who have truly left everything to follow our Lord. But as they say, they also apply to you, the faithful, who have this call to follow our Lord on the path of holiness, to pursue holiness and sanctity of life in the service of our Lord Jesus Christ. In each of these stories, there's three things that happen. There is this meeting with our Lord. Then secondly, there's the call of our Lord, the invitation of our Lord to follow him. And then thirdly, there is the actual following where the people leave and join our Lord. The vocation story that we find in today's Gospel helps us understand what we need to do to follow our Lord. But the elements, the good ground, which disposes us to follow our Lord and become holy. It's interesting that our Lord was not content with preaching from the boat. He could have, after he'd done preaching, he could have just said to Peter, to John, and to James, follow. But he found it necessary, in his wisdom, to work a miracle first before he makes this call. He tells them to lower their nets for a catch. There's only two times we find these fishermen actually catching fish in the Gospels, and that's when our Lord works a miracle to make them capture fish. And we may ask ourselves, why does our Lord have to work the miracle? Why doesn't he just invite them to follow him? And I think the answer is this, that in order for us to properly have the dispositions to follow our Lord, we have to have a great reverence for him. There's no way that we're going to follow our Lord Jesus Christ unless we perceive him as God, as someone who's created us, as someone who's redeemed us, as someone who is in an entirely other class than everyone else. That is the only way we are going to say to ourselves, I have to love this person more than anyone else. I have to be willing to give up all things to follow him. Only if we perceive him as God. So our Lord works this miracle, and I don't think St. Peter as yet understood that he was God, but he understood from the miracle that this man is extremely holy. And this gives St. Peter immediately a very great reverence for our Lord. And of course, this consciousness of the fact that he is a sinful man. And so St. Peter is moved to fall on his knees in a position of submission to our Lord, in a position of petition, of reverence, and say to our Lord that he was not worthy to be in his presence. But for our Lord, it's the opposite. When St. Peter realizes that this is a holy man and he falls on his knees, this is precisely the disposition necessary to follow our Lord, and our Lord invites Simon to come after him, to become a fisher of men. And this is this reverence that is born in the soul of St. Peter is the beginning of his vocation to be the vicar of Christ, to follow our Lord completely. And the same is true, my dear faithful, for you in answering this call of holiness. Our Lord calls you to a union with him. He wants you to be close to him. He wants you to become like him in the course of your life. That is what he's asking you to accomplish. That is the reason for which you were created, to become like our Lord. And it is reverence that is going to be enables you to answer that call. It is this sense of the holiness of God, of the greatness of God and what you owe him as his creature, that's going to enable you to become holy. Reverence is often what leads Catholics today to traditional Catholicism. It's like the first thing that starts them on the path of becoming traditional Catholics. They start looking for a way to be more reverent to God. They start to realize the respect that is owed to him and the fact that they don't find it in the new Mass. A lot of people speak of the final straw, you know, like they were going to the new Mass and then this or that happened. There was some ecumenical service or there was some children's Mass, and it got to the point where they couldn't handle it anymore. The fact that this ceremony, which is supposed to be giving reverence to God, was in fact disrespecting him. They said, I'm done. I can't handle that anymore. And so they leave and they don't come back. And then others speak about the first time that they go to a traditional Mass. And there was a disposition in their soul such that when they came, they found what they were looking for. They were looking for a ceremony that treats God as God, where we give him the respect that is owed to him. And they recognize that this ceremony treats God like God. And so some speak about, you know, crying. There's a bishop who just the other day said the traditional Mass for the first time. And he posted on social media that after the Mass, he went back to the pew and started crying. And the reason why this happens is because precisely you have the real sense of the transcendence of God in this liturgy, which pays him so much respect. Someone told me once that she could be at peace at the traditional Mass because she knew our Lord would not be disrespected at this Mass. So if some Catholic out there is looking to give more reverence to our Lord, they are preparing their souls to become traditional Catholics. It's important for us to understand that this Mass is a school of reverence. It builds up in our soul this perception of God, the proper perception of who God is and the respect that we owe to him. And this is what leads us to holiness. This is what disposes our souls to make those acts that treat God as God. We come into the church, we genuflect, we bend the knee like Simon Peter in today's gospel towards God to pay him homage. We keep silence in the church. We don't come in and chat in the church because God is present here. And out of respect for him, we don't talk to one another. We speak to him. We have this very elaborate ceremony that is so full of sacred gestures, sacred language, that is so regulated. When you have a ceremony that is very scripted, it's a sign of respect. It's a sign that you're taking this very seriously. When everything is laid out, and you have to follow these rules and these prescriptions. So this Mass, is what I'm saying, is it assists us to answer our Lord's call to holiness because it engenders in our soul the spirit of reverence to God that we should have towards him. Because he's our creator, because he's our redeemer, because he's transcendent, because he sustains us in existence. And this is why many people find it hard to go back to the new Mass after assisting at the traditional Mass. They, you know, if you were treating a loved one disrespectfully for years, and you didn't realize it. And then you became aware of that at a certain point. I've been disrespecting my grandmother all this time by doing this particular action. Well, then, of course, it's very hard to go back to doing that same thing. You don't want to do that same thing anymore once you realize it. So you stop doing that. It's similar with the new Mass when you realize that it's not respectful towards God. You want to respect God. And so you say, I can't go back. It's very hard to go back to that. This is why the traditional Mass is a much greater source of priestly and religious vocations than the new Mass. If reverence, if I'm correct, that reverence is a necessary predisposition, a very important predisposition for us to follow the call of our Lord to go after him, then this Mass is going to dispose souls much better for pursuing a priestly or religious vocation than the new Mass. And of course, that's exactly what happens to young people today. Those who go to the TLM are more likely to be inspired to follow a vocation than those who go to the Novus Ordo Mass. The story of today's gospel, of course, ends with the fishermen bringing their boats to land, leaving everything and following our Lord. It's very beautiful. It's just like spontaneous abandonment of everything. And to answer this call of our Lord to holiness, we have to leave everything. Of course, priests and nuns do that literally, but you faithful, if you want to become holy, you have to do that spiritually. You know that our Lord speaks of poverty of spirit. So when we leave everything and follow our Lord spiritually, it means that we are detached from absolutely everything that we have. We love our Lord more than everything. We love our Lord more than our friends. We love our Lord more than ourselves. We love our Lord more than the things that we possess. Or we love our Lord more than our occupations, the things that amuse us or give us leisure. So that you're meant to reach a state of detachment from everything in this following of our Lord, even if you're living in the world. Even if you're not a priest or a nun, you must have the spirit of detachment so that you love our Lord above all things. And our Mass is often an occasion for this as well. People find that when they become a traditional Catholic, a lot of times by that fact, they lose. They have to give up certain things. There's a price to pay for being a traditional Catholic. They might have to give up worldly things that they used to do because now they realize they shouldn't be doing them, or they might lose friends and family. In some cases, they might even lose their job. So becoming a traditional Catholic and following this path, this invitation to a greater holiness, can often be a test of our purity of intentions. Sometimes people speak of so-called new trad syndrome, you know, when people become a traditional Catholic and they try to, they find it difficult to find their balance in this new sort of liturgical world. Sometimes they're trying to go too fast. Or sometimes they get caught up in the crisis in the church, where in the sense that they start studying, they get online, they're commenting and trying to just consume all the news about the latest scandals in the church and what have you, instead of pursuing the holiness that the TLM is meant to provide them. And we have to be very clear about this when we become traditional Catholics. The main thing that you're supposed to get from being a traditional Catholic is holiness. That's the main reason why you're here. It's to be sanctified by this Mass, to draw closer to our Lord, to reach a greater union with our Lord. That must be the reason why you're here. It's not to score points online. It's to be like our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not to fix the crisis in the church, to fix your family or whatever. It's to be with our Lord, to follow our Lord. So don't make all the sacrifices to become a traditional Catholic and not allow this Mass to sanctify you, this atmosphere to sanctify you, because that's what you're here for. So, my dear faithful, our Lord is calling all of us to this holiness, to this union with Him. We are like those fishermen on the shore of Gennesaret, as in today's gospel, and like the call that He made to St. Peter and the apostles. The main thing that is going to enable you to answer that call, continue to answer that call, is this sense of reverence for God, the sense of the respect that is owed to Him, create this appetite in your soul for paying homage to God, for being sensitive to sin, avoiding sin when you pray, being fervent in your prayers, actually connecting with our Lord. And when we immerse ourselves in this traditional Mass, in the spirit of the Mass, we grow in that reverence. So let us especially today ask Our Lady for that grace to assist at Mass with the proper dispositions. We know that her soul, her human soul, above all souls, has this immense love and reverence for God. She was able to accomplish, we say, the greatest acts of worship of any of the creatures of God. And if we bring her to Mass with us, if we ask her to assist us to pray, to receive communion well, she will teach us how to be reverent to God. She will make us holy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.